Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I am picking on the Yankees, but right now we got to talk some Knicks. Even though my man's wearing some Yankee stuff, we welcome in Spike Lee. Spike, I got to start by being honest. I was critical of you. What the hell? What were we, it was for the St. John stuff, right? Oh, we get on Spike?
Yes.
You're a Georgetown fan. You're not a big St. John's fan.
My man.
Yes.
Walter Berry. Mark Jackson.
Willie Glass.
Carter Seca.
Little Shelton Jones.
Chris Mullins.
Well, Mullins first.
Come on, I was following. I was on.
Yeah.
I was on. Mark Jackson, we went to Bishop Lock in high school.
That's right.
This was in my neighborhood.
Yep,
so
yep.
You want him to be the head coach?
I would like to know, what is it that has stopped him? He set the table for Mr. Kerr.
You know the answer. He's blackballed. We don't have to dance around
it. I know, but what is, for what?
Well.
Because he goes to church on Sunday? What is, and I've never been able to find out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ask Mark that either.
I love Mark.
You can get kicked out of the garden again if you ask too hard. You got to be careful.
Well, forget about
it. Hey, Les Leto, what are you doing? Come on. You're
sorry.
Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, I understand.
What are you doing?
Spike's got to keep those seats, buddy. Let's not get into that stuff.
And also,
yeah,
I pay for those seats.
I know you do. Somebody, I told you. I said that.
Season tickets for the New York Knicks since Pat Ewing's.
I read your book. I know.
I know. When, I don't know what happened, whether the envelope was hot or cold, when Dave the Busher put his hand in and we got Patrick, I got in the subway and got online. So I've had season. I didn't start on courtside.
Right.
But back then, the different sections were, I was in the green section. Every year I moved down.
All right, so who do you want? Who do you want to be the next head coach of this? Were you okay with the Tibbs firing?
I can't speak in it because I...
What do you mean? What do you mean you can't speak to it?
Because I don't know what happened. I want to find out what happened.
Let me tell you what happened.
I don't...
I'm going to tell you what happened.
You put your hand on the Bible?
Yeah.
You can't. You don't know what happened.
No, I'm going to tell you what they reacted to. I can't tell you whose ultimate decision it was.
I'm listening.
What happened was the Knicks defense could not stop a three-point shot, could not get back in transition, could not stop a pick and roll. Tom Thibodeau is known for defense. If you can't do those three things, you got to move on. I respect Tom. Mm-hmm. He changed the whole culture. You could do better than Tom. Now, you could do worse as well. Mm-hmm. You could do better than Tom Thibodeau. That's my opinion. What do you think?
So let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Is there a plan in place? Because we're asking coaches who are already under contract.
I know.
Whether they want to come here or not.
I know.
And the Knicks have to win at least like teams in NBA. So they're not doing ownership any favors.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there was a plan. Because if there was, there's nobody that could convince me that Leon Rose and World Wide West's plan was, well, let's fire Tom Thibodeau and now knock on everybody's door and see who answers and see what we could do as we scatter around. That's why I think, I don't know, that's why I think there was intervention from the owner. To what degree, I don't know. There's nobody that can convince me that James Dolan didn't flex a little bit here. That's just my opinion.
Is there a name you want?
I would like to see Mark Jackson, I like to see Kenny Smith. Queens, I mean, these, we got to come up with something. And for me, what broke our back was that game one where we had that lead.
Oh, dude.
That
can't happen.
That can't happen.
Yeah, I mean, you started
what was the greatest points we were up with the least amount of time? What, 15 with 4 minutes left?
Maybe 14, but right in that neighborhood.
What's the guy's name hit like six three-pointers in a row?
Yeah.
What's
like,
the guy's name?
I don't even
what's
remember. What's his name? Nesmith, right? Yeah,
well, Nesmith had the one big game. Yeah, but they that night was Nesmith.
Yeah. Who's... If a guy's hit three in a row, you got to get on him.
Yep.
Let alone six.
Whose job is that? It's the coach who's supposed to be a defensive coach. That's why, with all due respect, and I say it gently, but I got to say what I got to say, I was okay with them moving on from him. Here's the issue, though.
That game, that was the dagger.
That was it. That
you know,
killed
I blame
us
you
here.
For that.
What?
Yeah. I wasn't even there.
No, because you started this
nonsense
with
Reggie. You were at the gala
that night. With Reggie in 93, those damn Pacers. Spike, you got Reggie going, and now Halliburton's doing the choke. Was he looking at you when he was doing
you
the
know
choke?
Where I was? I was in the south of France at the Cannes Film
that's
Festival.
Right. That's right.
For my new film starring Denzel Washington.
That's
my
right.
fifth film with Denzel.
Well, fifth with
so
Denzel.
I had nothing to do with that.
There you go.
Nothing. N-U-T-I-N. Nothing.
Denz is in it. It's going to be a good film. Okay.
Great film.
Listen, and some of your films have been awesome. We've talked about that every time. You are, I can't let this slide. I know you just did a panel with some Yankees. He said it. I got to go back to it as the St. John's guy. Nice. I have to go back to this. When we were growing up, now I'm from Brooklyn. I was born in the early 70s.
High school you went to?
I went to Xavier. I came to Manhattan.
I went to John Dewey in Coney Island.
Okay, there you go. I'm Knapp Street, right off exit 9, right off the Bell Parkway.
Right, right.
So you were either a St. John's guy or
Big
a Georgetown
East.
Guy.
Big East.
No, no doubt Big East.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was no, either you wearing red or you wearing that blue and gray.
I was at the sweater game.
You were a Georgetown fan.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
So why are you jumping on the Johnnies now?
I'm from New York.
Well, but you were from New York back then when you were rooting for Georgetown.
And I started as a Mets fan with Yankee fans, too.
Yeah. Well, I was
going to
get to that.
Gina, here's the thing, though. I'm not a belief that once you become a fan, it has to become your team for life.
Okay.
I was a Georgetown fan. I was a John Thompson.
Yeah, I get it.
And also, at that time, I saw how the media hated Georgetown.
Yes.
Georgetown is the thugs. Thugs. John Thompson has thugs he grabbed out of the ghetto and put them on the court. No knowledge of basketball, no nothing. I cannot go for that.
I agree with that.
And I'll tell you,
that
I'll say the majority of African Americans in this country were for Georgetown too.
Still?
They're not the same.
No, yeah. That was a very... I'm with you. Now, the only thing that I think John... did wrong in that whole equation is that by shielding the players, not letting Patrick talk, not letting Grant talk, not letting Horace broaden out, I know all the names, by not letting them speak, and I know he was protecting them from a media that probably had an agenda, I get that, but if they would have spoken, I think maybe it could have changed a little bit, but listen, I know the period, I know what was going on, I get it, right. I get that part
right.
For sure.
All right. Forget about St. John's.
I know we're on the clock. Go ahead.
You got our approval. You're good to go. You explained the Mets thing, the St. John's thing. We're all good. What about the Yankees? You just hosted this Yankee panel here with Yankee greats.
Yeah.
You feeling good about your ball club this year?
I have a hat here. It's a list of all the world champion hats. All 27.
2009.
I've never seen that hat, man.
2009.
The last one is 2009. I wanted to ask those greats. WTF.
What's going on?
2009.
Yeah.
Spike, I got to be honest with you. I think it might be time to jump ship. Soto's with the Mets now.
Hey,
you come back to the Mets like the 80s, baby.
Can't jump ship with Soto. Can't do it.
Oh, not yet. What if they start winning?
I don't hate the Mets.
Okay.
I don't hate the Mets.
Well, we saw all the posters and do the right thing. We know you don't hate the Mets. You guys were rocking Mets gear.
That was Doc and Darryl.
Well, wait, in the pizzeria there wasn't Doc and Darryl stuff?
One of the main characters who I played, Mookie, was wearing Brooklyn Dodgers number 42, Jackie Robinson.
I know you had Jackie, but in the pizzeria you had a little Mets stuff. I got it. Hey, this guy with the Soto stuff. Can you tell him Soto's hitting 248?
Come on.
Let him know.
You it hurt you to lose Soto to the Mets. Did it not, Spike?
He didn't want
to
be here.
Exactly.
Where do you want to be?
Peace.
I want to get that money.
If somebody does marriage, whatever. If they don't want to be with you, what are you going to do?
Get out.
All right. So you think that you like this Yankees team?
I don't. What, we lost six in a row?
Yeah, they won yesterday.
I'm going tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, what about the finals? You into the NBA finals at all?
It's tough. It's tough to watch.
Pacers? Yeah, maybe pushing it to a game
seven. Hell no.
Dude, well, that's
OKC.
Pacers pushing to a game seven. This could have been our Knicks. Come on, you should be in the NBA finals right now, not here.
Could have, would have, should have. We could go through 1973.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, but.
He's about to.
Oh, I got something.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And this involves Pat Riley.
Okay.
I'm not the first. He's come forward. But going to game 6 and 7 in Houston... One of Knicks players had promised his wife that she could come to Houston in game 6 or 7.
Okay.
And Pat Riley said no. Oh. And there was a huge fight.
Ooh.
And when we could have brought somebody off the bench.
Blackman?
I'm not naming nobody.
You would have taken Starks out?
I'm not naming nobody.
I'm saying Rose.
I'm not naming...
Rose from Brooklyn. I'm saying Rolando Blackman. You know I'm right, bro.
I'm not naming nobody. But anyway.
Yep.
It's only with the last 2 years that Pat fessed up. And me and Pat Riley born the same day, March 20th, first day of spring.
March 20th! That's my birthday!
Yeah. So, that was the year.
Yeah, well, could have helped.
We went to Houston up 3-2.
Well, but let's. He hates when I say this. It's the absolute truth.
Get on him for this.
No. He could try, but he ain't gonna win. He's our boy. We love him. Patrick got clowned by Olajuwon in that series. Patrick shot 36%, and Olajuwon.
That's not the reason why we lost.
I know.
Thank you.
But when your best player gets schooled, and he got schooled by Hakeem.
He did it in college. That's not the first time. Didn't see when Houston went up Georgetown?
I know what happened. I was a little bit too young to watch that, but I know what happened.
That was not the first time.
Yeah, Olajuwon was better, period. That's it. Olajuwon's one of the most underrated players of all time.
Patrick's my guy.
BT and Sal, we'll talk with Spike Lee. Does it bother you that you're in Knicks? Like, do you get a kick out of it that in Knicks history, when they reference Reggie all the time, especially when they play the Pacers or the postseason, that you get brought up? Does that bother you at all? Does it impact you at all?
Not at all. Here's the thing, though. Me and Reggie, that thing is over 20 years old. People, we talk about... We're cool. Reggie and I have buried the hatchet, whatever you want to say. That is... We have great respect and love for each other. It happened. It's squashed. It's been squashed for 2 decades.
Do you talk to Jordan at all from those old commercials? You still talk to Mike?
Yeah.
How many sneakers did you get back then? Forget about the money. It must have been ridiculous. You're still getting them.
I'm wearing my Spizzites.
He's still getting them.
I'm part of the family.
He's coming back, you heard, doing a broadcasting stuff.
NBC.
What do you think of this? $40 million or something like that for Jordan to pop in?
Hey, he could probably get more than that. I think that people are going to watch.
But they're going to watch Spike, but he's either going to – I don't think there's going to be much middle ground. He's either going to be really good or not good. I think Kobe, rest in peace, if Kobe was still with us, Kobe would be up there, and it would be real and transparent. Michael never ventured into political waters, other stuff. If he comes and he is transparent, it could be amazing. If he tries to toe that line, it's going to be a waste of time.
You know what? We shall see what we shall see.
Are you closer to some of the players today like you were with Starks, let's say, back in the 90s? As close?
But here's the thing, though. Every time I see John Starks, I give him a hug. That game five, the next morning, I was on the cover of the New York Daily News, the Post, the Newsday being blamed for that loss. And game six, Indiana, I said, I can't punk up. I got to go. So I got off the plane, they're all on my face. But before the game, I went to visit Mike Tyson in prison. So the whole prison was killing me and Mike. Oh, not killing, but...
Oh, that's right.
It
was in Indiana, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, the prison, yeah.
Mike and I, those inmates were Pacer fans, and we were getting it. And so in fourth quarter, the ushers at the arena would start to line the court with rope in anticipation of winning game six. And John Starks went berserk. And if we had lost that game and not come back to New York for game seven, where Patrick had to tip in, I would have had to move. I would have had to move.
Where are you going? You can't leave New York. Spike can't leave New York. Where are you going?
I hug John Starks every time. And when he sees me coming, all right, Spike, all right.
Who is your – is it Clyde? Is it Patrick? Is it Reggie?
No.
All-time favorite New York athlete.
Walt Clyde Frazier.
Okay.
May 8th, 1970. I was at that game.
What do you have, 37, something, 19? Like, no, the
he
crazy
says, he says, well, first you got the Willis Reed game. But anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
May 8th, 9th, I was at game 7, 13 years old. My father's lawyer had season tickets. And throughout the year, he would let me come to a game. Back then, the different colors for the section, yes, yellow seats. I've been to Super Bowls, World Cups. I've never heard a noise at a sporting event louder when Willis Reed dragged his right leg to the court. And my father's grave, the whole Laker team froze in the layup line. Which one? Will Chamberlain?
Yeah, Jerry West.
And don't forget Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor.
They froze, turned around, and see Willis Reed dragged his leg to the free throw line. Hit the first two shots.
Yep.
In the game two. I was there, May of 1970. And I'm the proud owner of the banner. Then you go to my Instagram, you can see it. The World Championship banner. I have it. It's in my office.
How'd you get it? Did you pay for it?
I can't tell you that. Well, I had to pay for it.
The Garden doesn't want that?
Dolan on the team now.
Oh, okay.
You think they have so many like the Yankees. Yeah, right. You don't have that many. Hold on to what you got.
This is the one that used to hang.
Okay, gotcha.
The original one.
Gotcha.
So one up there, Fugazi. Go to my Instagram. It's in my office, hanging.
I gotcha.
Where do you rank Brunson amongst Nick Greats?
He's up there.
He's up there. Surpass Ewing yet? I say no, says yes.
How many years has Brunson been a Nick?
A few years.
And Patrick?
People think I'm nuts. Yeah, Sal's pointed at me. Here's what I said. To me,
but you didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
What?
How many years has Patrick and Nick?
15.
How many years has Brunson been here?
3. Who impacts winning more? Night to night. It's Brunson. Pat had flaws.
It's 15 years versus 3.
Yeah. And the first couple years with Hubie, Nick Stump, Bill Cartwright, that team wasn't good. When they made the finals in 99, I'm not trying to diss Patrick. It always turns into this. In 99, he wasn't even playing. It was Camby, it was Freewell, it was Houston.
I know them both. I love them both. And here's the thing. I know it's sports radio, and this is your job. I'm tired of this GOAT conversation.
Yeah, a little played out.
LeBron and
who's better?
It's Jordan. Let's not waste anybody's time here.
Who do you think?
Who was born in Brooklyn?
Michael Jordan.
Who was born in Fort Greene, Brooklyn?
Right, Michael Jordan.
There's a hospital. I grew up in Fort Greene.
Was that Maimonides? Where was he born? Well, do you know the hospital?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And Bernard and Albert King, all born in Cumberland Hospital in Brooklyn, Fort Greene, Brooklyn.
Last one, and we really do appreciate your time, and it's a pleasure, and I'm glad we could bury the hatchet, even though you didn't have one, but I kind of held some resentment for the Reggie thing. Worst loss that you've endured as a Knicks fan in your life?
Woo! It's been a lot.
I know. Probably for my age would be the finger roll.
Gotta be the finger roll.
Game one was a bit. You mentioned game six and seven in Houston.
Oh, Charles Smith?
Yeah, Charles Smith. Yeah.
But it's gotta be the finger roll. That's game seven.
Charles Smith? Gonna need an answer, Spike.
Game seven against the Rockets.
All right.
I still can't.
Up three games to two. We know. This was 1973.
Hopefully.
WTF.
Hey. Thanks for coming on.
Yo, just make sure you're not a Met fan next week, all right?
We welcome you. Oh, no. You can come to the Mets. We got
some.
Mets. Oh. No, not the Nets, although I did think there was a time.
Remember this going up? Beat the Mets.
Yeah.
Beat the Mets.
Yeah, there you go.
Step right up and beat the Mets.
Okay. All right, beat the Mets.
I'm old. We used to say that back in the day.
Get out of here, Spike. All right.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.